Blog Talk Radio.
Magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We uplift your name, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name.
Prayer will not stop. We thank you because everything in creation knows how powerful prayer is. Heaven, earth, hell knows. Everything knows how powerful you are and how powerful prayer is. Everything in creation understands that, Father God, you've given us a voice and a commanding voice. And God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us a commanding voice on today. We thank you for giving us the ability to pray. We thank you for being able to decree a thing on the earth and it shall be. We thank you, Father God, for Rabade, for authority in the earth. Oh, hallelujah. For authority in the earth realm. We thank you, Father God, that we can come before you, Father God, before your throne. We have access. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have access. Thank you, Jesus. Because of our belief in your Son, we have access to you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you for we thank you for access. Hallelujah. We thank you for access. We thank you for access, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray even right now that you will continue to search us, God. Search our hearts and our minds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is any way that we did not line up, anyway, we gave way to our feelings more than you, God. We repent right now. Any way that we gave more weight, to hurt, pain, fear, doubt, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Any way that we gave way to our hurt, to unbelief, oh hallelujah, to unforgiveness, to hope deferred, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we just ask that you would forgive us, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Father God, because you are our Savior and you are our hope. You are the one that comforts us. You are the one that covers us. You're the one that protects us. So we repent for Ramamamase, for finding hope and solace and peace in anything other than you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a healer on today. We just declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus that on this morning, God, that your healing power and anointing will flow. We thank you for your healing power and anointing. You did come, hallelujah, to bind up the brokenhearted. You did come to set the captives free. We declare and decree that your healing power and anointing is present even now. We declare and decree all those that are listening and that will listen, where there has been pain, whether they in their physical body or they're in their emotions, in their thought life, in their heart, where there has been pain, where they have been brokenhearted. We declare and decree on this morning that healing has come forth because your word says that you came to bind up the brokenhearted. We declare in the robo no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus when we thought the weapon wouldn't be formed and we got mad. because you said it wouldn't prosper. Not that it wouldn't be formed. So God, anyway, we held on to pain because of that weapon that was formed against us. We release it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the pain to you, God, because you came to bind up our heart. We declare and decree to those that are listening and will listen, that have been captive, that have been held in bondage, to unforgiveness, that have been held in bondage to grief, that have been held, those that are under the sound of our voice, that have been held in, oh God, Jesus, that have been held in bondage, for things they thought were unfair, things that weren't right in their own mind. When they said, God, they did it to me and it wasn't right, they have been held in bondage because of the wrong that was done. We declare and decree on this day freedom. Freedom in the name of Jesus. You came to set the captives free. We declare freedom. We come out of agreement. We come out of agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. With hope deferred. We come out of agreement with anger and disappointment. We come out of with dissension. We come out of rabade. We come out of agreement with dissension. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come out of agreement with grief, ungodly grief. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come out of agreement with ungodly grief. Where the enemy wanted to get us stuck. Where we would not believe you, Father God, for healing in our heart over things that were lost. The word tells us that we are not to grieve as the world grieves. So we come against a spirit of ungodly grief. Oh God, you because we declare in the Koro say that on this day you are the promise keeper. You are the promise keeper in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if other people didn't keep their promises, even if life felt like it didn't deal us the right cards, God, you are the promise. You are the promise keeper, and we put our hope and our faith in you. No other place and no other name do we know on the earth and on the earth that there is salvation. So we thank you, God. We believe you on today. We believe you on, oh, hallelujah. We believe you on today. We believe you on today that you are the balm. We believe you on today that you are the salve. We believe you on today that you are the comforter, Holy Spirit. We believe you on today, that you are turning our beauty to ash, our ashes to beauty in the mighty name of Jesus. You are giving us beauty for ashes. Thank you, God, that you are the one giving us a garment of praise. Thank you, God. We believe you. The joy has come. It's the morning time now. We declare and decree in the earth on this day that the morning has come. We declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus that this morning has come. Joy has come. We will no longer hold on. Broken to weeping. When God, you've told us that joy has come. We come in agreement with you. We come in agreement with you. In the Rabba say, and not with our flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not with our emotions. Sanctify our emotions on today. That would tell us, would try to run us and tell us how we should feel. We feel what the word tells us to feel. And that's joy on this morning. Thank you, Lord. We submit our emotions to you, Holy. You govern them. You govern our heart. It's in your hands, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. God, we do thank you. We do praise you. We do magnify you. You are a good God. Thank you. Thank you for being a good God, Father God. Thank you, God. And God, we just bless you and praise you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, and we decree these things that have spoken to be so, Father. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Hallelujah, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come before you, Father, standing in the authority of Jesus Christ on this earth, Father. And, Father, we bind up the enemy, Father, trying to bring sorrow. We bind up his plan, O Heavenly Father, to hold us down with depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we give you a command in the name of Jesus Christ to cease and desist your actions and your movement now. You have been given a lawful order to take your hands off of people, to remove every plan. We bind up and we cancel out every prayer that has been prayed by a witch or a warlock or those in concert with you. Those prayers have been bound in the mighty name of Jesus, and we command them broken now. They shall bear and cannot. It is illegal for them to bear any fruit in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift those, Father, in California, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that are going through the fires. Father, right now we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we command the fires extinguished now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those in Puerto Rico, Father. And Father, right now, we decree and declare, Father, the provisions that they need. Father, we loose them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up sickness. Father, we bind up death. Father, we decree and we stand in the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, and decree and declare, Father, that the people of Puerto Rico, the people in Texas, Father, the people in Florida, they shall live and not die, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We even speak to the waters. Be clean and remediated right now. You cannot hold death-causing, sickness-causing diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. Water, we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Angels, go forth and enforce these things that have just been decreed. Enforce these decrees right now. We bind up the hand of the enemy in California. We bind up the hands of the enemy in Puerto Rico. We bind up the hands of the enemy in Texas. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise, Father. We just praise your holy name. Father, we want to uplift families today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we have come against depression, we have come against emotional bruises, emotional wounds, emotional hurts, Father, depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, so now, Father, we stand in the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, and we come against division of family, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that there is a unity of family, Father, going in operation, Father, throughout this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare families right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and testimonies going forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, increase our capacity to forgive, O Heavenly Father. Father, give us a tough skin, Father, where we're not hurt by every little thing that a person does or says, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the bully is healed, Father, and will not act out and take out their anger on others, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against that assignment of the enemy, Father, and command it shut down and put under the subjection of Jesus Christ, under the subjection of love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Increase our capacity to love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, and we give you praise and we thank you right now. Father, give our children the capacity to love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them ears to hear you, Father. Give them ears to hear Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let them be inclined and open up, Father, to their guide, Father, their counselor, their friend, Father, Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, we are praying, we are decreeing and declaring, Father, that you are turning our lives, Father, not. No, you have turned our lives around, Father. Help us to walk in our authority, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us an understanding, Father, of the power, Father, the authority that you have given us, Father, so that we will operate in it and we will walk in it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we will speak to every element in the name of Jesus as you have given all authority and power, Father, in earth and in heaven to Jesus Christ. And we are joint heirs with him, Father. So everything in creation, Father, is waiting for us to stand in the position of authority and give a command, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Father, hallelujah, help us to understand, Father, what it means to call those things that be not as if they were, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, that we will, in Jesus' name, we will call peace, O Heavenly Father. We will bind up chaos and confusion and violence, Father, and the weapons of the enemy. We will bind lies, O Heavenly Father. We will bind up the spirit of fornication, Father. We will bind up the spirit of fear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we will decree and declare the victories that you've given us, Father, and we will shut down the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We will decree and declare the healing of the masses, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we come against the spirit of division in this country, the spirit of racism, Father. We bind it now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, at every level, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We won't give in to division and racism because of our feelings, Father, the history, Father, of what any of us have gone through, or even our ancestors, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, for we are blessed, Father, and our descendants are blessed. We are favored, Father, and our descendants are favored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And the enemy cannot come against your word. The enemy cannot come against your promises, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. We pray and we ask for wisdom, Father. We pray, Father, and we ask, Father, for softness of heart, Father. Tenderness, Father. Hallelujah. Patience, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in all these things we have decreed, Father, before you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, they are so. And we say amen. So, Deaconess, again, how are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome, Pastor. I mean, just super.
Amen. So I know we spoke last night and you said the Lord had given you some prayer directives, and I know you hit on some of those. And even while the sound, we were working on the sound, I was praying those prayer directives as well. If you can just kind of give the people kind of an insight to what those prayer directives were.
Amen. Yes, Pastor. I just really felt like God wanted healing to go forth in our mind and our emotions. And I know that we can get hit a lot. Hit meaning like we could have things that happen in life that come to shake us up emotionally and come to shake us up mentally. But God has come that he would heal, because the Bible says that he was anointed to preach the gospel, to spread the good news, to set the captives free and to bind up the brokenhearted, and actually to announce the year of favor. That's
Amen.
One of my favorite parts. But the captive part, like so many things can keep us bound because we're in a place where we're either not forgiving, or we're in a place where we are in depression or sadness, or we're in a place of grief, and God wants us to move. It's through that process we can get stuck. And so he wants, God came that we would be free. And when there has been things that have attacked our heart, that have broken it or put it into pieces, God is so faithful. He comes to literally bind it up, like wrap it up with his grace and heal it so that we're whole, so that we can do the work of him, that we can love fully, that we can forgive others and even ourselves. He's so gracious in that. And so I just feel like God wanted us to just to touch on that.
Amen. Amen is a word. And that's definitely something we should pray on, that God increases our capacity to forgive. We just think when we just think when we can't forgive that we can't pray for the ability to forgive, or the capacity to forgive. You know, God said, don't be anxious for anything, but pray about everything. And that's inclusive of everything that we do, or what we can't do, or everything that we encounter. And Jesus said, let a man examine himself. So when we examine something, we find something wrong, we need to go to headquarters and say, hey, there's some things that are not operational or not completely operational. And headquarters, we need these things fixed so that we may operate the way you intended us to operate.
That is so true, Pastor.
Yeah. And
I think sometimes we get, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say quickly, I just think sometimes we forget that we have that God desires an intimate relationship with us. And so we can literally tell God, you know, God, this situation right here, I know your word tells me that I should forgive, but I don't even know how to do it. I need you to help me. Like, I know I should desire it, but I don't even want to do it. Put a want in my spirit to forgive. Like, we could actually say that to him, and he's not scared about it. He's not thrown off. He's not like, man, geez. He's not, God is not surprised. Like, you pray before, he's not, he knows all things. He knew we were going to pray. So he knows if we're saying, God, I forgive him, but we know we ain't got no ability to do it, because we still look at them cross-eyed and we're not even asking, even though we know we're still not doing it. You know what I'm saying? And even in your desire to forgive, you might try it and then realize it's still there.
Yeah, amen. Amen. And like I said before, at the moment, actually not even the moment you get saved, the moment you're born, God is trying to bring you to a place, or mature you to a place where you are God-like, where you are walking in your authority, and you are a complete reflection of Christ. So God is going to deal with you. Well, first he's going to deal with you on receiving salvation. And then his intention is to grow you from that point to become a complete mirror of Christ, and who is a mirror of God. So he wants you to be able to forgive like he forgives. He wants you to operate in the fruits of the Spirit the way he operates in the fruits of the Spirit. He wants you to be able to lay hands and heal the sick, raise those raise the dead just like Christ did. He wants you to be able to operate in the earth the same way Christ did, and even at a greater level, as Christ said. So that's one of the – when you – you may have certain traits of your grandfather, your grandmother, even your mother. And that makes them proud because they're like, wow, you're just like your mother. You're just like your grandmother or grandfather when it's something positive. And that's the same way God feels when he sees us forgiving people, when we're forgiving the unforgivable. Like some people, you know, yeah, you're going to, 9 times out of 10, you're going to always forgive your children. You're going to always forgive maybe a spouse. But when you forgive the unforgivable, those people that you may think don't deserve forgiveness, that's when God, wow, my son or my daughter is operating just like I operate. Look at my daughter laying hands and healing people. You know, that those things make a parent proud. So those things make God proud when you're operating in earth just as he would. When you are speaking to storms, when you are speaking to the weather, when you are speaking to the cultures, areas that you're in. If there's a culture of violence, culture of division, culture of racism, culture of hate, when you're speaking to those things and changing the spiritual landscape of the places you are, That's the place where God is trying to take.
Amen.
So, well, we are almost out of time. We have about 5 minutes. Again, listeners, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Keep up with the ministry. Again, for those who are young in Christ and even those that are older in Christ, you can post questions, you can post prayer requests, decrees, testimonies, and, of course, we will pray those prayers for you. We will add our faith to yours as well. Again, we can have discussion, but a good thing is just following a ministry out there that we are an outreach ministry. So that's just one of the things we do. We reach out and we hope to connect with you. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page so we can stay in contact with each other. Amen. We can actually interact with each other. We're the body of Christ, so the body can work together. The body can navigate together as well. So I'm gonna ask Deaconess to pray one more prayer, a short prayer, maybe five minutes, and maybe cover some things that we may have missed, or whatever God puts on her heart, and then we will close out from there. But we will see you guys next week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, same time. Prayingly, we will not have, well, I'm going to decree, we will not have any technical difficulties, and we will move forward smoothly. So, Deaconess, I'm handing it over to you.
Amen. Pastor, I just wanted to say one thing. There's something really awesome coming at the end of the month, with your apostle. I don't know if you wanted to mention that.
Sure. Oh, the book signing. Yeah, you know what? Just stay in tune. Go to our Facebook page, and we will be posting that information. God has blessed our apostle, Dr. Rosalind Overton, with the release of her second book. And we will have all that information for you on the page. We'll accept well wishes. Anything that God puts on your heart, whether it's just, just kudos or positive reinforcement, if you're interested in picking up the book, if you want to give her a donation, a Bless the Woman of God, anything and everything of God we will accept. So please, just kind of be on the lookout for that. This week we'll post that information for you. So again, it's back in your hands, Deacon. Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting when God can release revelation in the earth through his apostles, you know, and anointed mm-hmm. vessels like your apostles. Like, I need, you know, like, I need to get that. So
mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to have my copy, praise God, so I can mm-hmm. read it. God is so good. Thank you, God. We just thank you and praise you, God. We just thank you and praise you for the overseer of FMFC, God. Follow me as I follow Christ Ministries. Father God, we just lift up Apostle Rosalind Overton right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for her vision. God, we thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her being steadfast and unmovable in the things, Father God, of you. We thank you, Father God, for her pouring out. We just pray in the mighty name of Jesus, all that she has poured out, Father God, that you will return back to her 20, 30, 100, 1,000 fold, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour it back in, not only through the book launch, but Father God, in all different avenues, we just declare and decree resource over her. Resource, greater resource, greater increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only Father God in wealth and in finance, but Father God in revelation. Father God, in wisdom. God, we thank you for the wisdom that she has and the revelation that she flows. And we thank you for the realm that she travels in. Spiritually, we thank you, Father God, that she has pinpoint accuracy in the spirit. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just plead the blood barrier of Jesus Christ all around, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. We dispatch Sunday. We dispatch angels, God. We thank you. Angels of protection all about Rodidiyasa, all around her home, all around the children, all around the ministry, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the communion you have with her, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray even a greater outpouring of your spirit upon her, upon all the ministries that she governs, upon all the ministry partners, in the mighty name of, all upon those that are close to her, in the mighty name of Jesus, a greater outpouring of your spirit. Spirit God. And we just lift up all leadership, Father. I pray, all leadership in your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to build up their character. Let their character be able to hold the weight of their gifting. Let their character be able to hold the weight and sustain the weight of the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree, as your leaders in the body, that we will not let revelation rot. And we not digest it. We will not let meat rot. You said that by this time you should be on the meat of the word. But you can only handle milk. We declare and decree that your leaders in the kingdom will be on the meat of the word. We will not let it rot, Father God. When you release the revelation from those set men and women that you've given us, we will eat it. We will digest it. And Father God, we will move out in the things of you. And God, I lift up my own apostle, Apostle Benny Eldo, as he goes forth on tonight and on tomorrow. We thank you that your word in his mouth is in now. That the word that you're releasing will come against the gates of hell. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, it will set things just as an apostolic voice does. It will set things in order. It will continue to declare. God, he will continue to declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. And God, we just pray. I just lift up to your pastor, Melvin Avant, to continue to help him to run the race. that you have given him. In the mighty name of Jesus, with swiftness, with precision, with persistence, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just praise you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Global Prayer Warriors is the Facebook page. Again, thank you for tuning in to FMLC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We will see you next week. God keep you. Grace and shalom. And we love you. We will see you next week. God bless.
When we receive the word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church pray, God. Let the church pray. Let the church pray. God. Let the church pray. Let the church. Thank you, Lord.